True.
It is.
For the art.
For the art of the podcast.
That's right.
Guys, we took a week break because I was in Disney World. We're back. I don't even know what episode this is.
20.
But no, that's not right.
40?
It's, I don't
maybe,
know.
Maybe if we're using the OG numbering, but that's okay, because we're not. We're using the reboot numbering.
It's true.
Here we go, guys.
Here we go.
As always, got a little bit of a sniffle. Sorry, friends. I'm Eric, joined by the Rick.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our 97th episode.
That's not accurate. That's okay. I'll roll with that. That's fine. And we also have the robot himself, Jason.
Yes, I am a robot. And also, if anyone hears cars driving by, it's because I'm stuck by an open window.
That's good. You know what? You got cars, I got sniffles, and you also have rabbids. You want to tell us what you've been doing? How you broke Street Date?
Oh, man.
Don't admit it on air.
It's not actually my fault.
You still partake. Well, that's like you're still you're still breaking the law. Breaking the law.
Man, the law of Nintendo.
Yeah.
Or Ubisoft, actually.
Right. Yes.
Ubi. Even Ubisoft was selling the game on their website like early. Like no one cares about the Street Date.
Were they really?
Yeah. That's what I saw anyway on Reddit. Except for apparently GameStop. They care about the Street Date.
Well, I picked mine up at Toys R Us, which is the world's largest toy store.
Wow. Is that true?
I don't know.
Oh.
Just shamelessly plugging them?
Yes.
Yeah,
that's all right.
Are they giving us any advertising dollars?
The greatest selection.
Wait, hold on. I don't appreciate this.
Can I talk about my headset?
Sure. I saw that review went up today. Tell us about that.
I saw that too. Finally. I was wondering when this was coming.
Yeah. Oh my God. You know, I had this headset, just so everybody knows, and if you have heard the episode, okay, great, you know already. But I had this headset. It's from HyperX, which is Kingston, and it's called the Cloud Revolver S. I keep calling it X, but it is not X. I am wrong. It is S. And it's a great headset, really terrific. I love it. But I had got it originally because I was planning on doing a summer gift guide for BG, and I just kept friggin' forgetting to do the gift guide. So I kept pushing the review back and back and back and back and back. So finally this week, I published it actually just before we went to air. And I can tell you now that it is published that it is a great headset. All kidding aside, the Cloud Revolver S is terrific. Sound quality is great. It's really comfortable. It's fairly lightweight. It's not as lightweight as some headsets that I've tried, but it is pretty lightweight. You're definitely gonna be comfortable wearing it. It's got memory foam ear cups. It's got a steel construction on the band, which is really nice. And the sound is great. If you use the included mini sound card dongle, with your computer or your PS4, you're going to get virtual 7.1 out of it, and it sounds phenomenal. If you use just the headset itself, obviously it's not going to sound that good, but it still sounds pretty damn good. So I gave it a 90, and I can totally recommend it to anybody. So, I mean, it's awesome.
Cool. Hope you got paid well for that. So
I did not.
Oh. Did they at least supply the headset?
They did, yes. They were very nice. They supplied us with the headset.
Nice. Very cool. Well, we got some good news to get through if anybody else were ready to move on.
I talked about the headset.
Listen, I know that the robots have trouble following their correct protocol, but we're going to move on, I think.
Okay.
You know what I did there, though? I was in Epcot.
That wasn't me.
We got some vibrations.
Are they good?
No.
Oh.
Okay. So after a minor robot inconvenience, that's the story. That's the secret, guys. We're all robots here.
Yes.
So I was in Epcot, and I went to Japan, and saw a $300 Godzilla statue,
and you bought it.
No.
Oh.
I didn't, because it's a lot to spend on a statue, and I was already spending a lot in Disney.
What Godzilla was it?
Man, I don't know. It didn't have a symbol on it. It looked like one of the original costumes, though. It wasn't like Godzilla 2000 or anything like that.
Okay. Do you know who made it?
No, that wasn't there either. It just was the statue and the price.
I was thinking we could plug it here. Is it was it an actual an actual statue, or was it a toy?
No, it was a statue.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. I'm not an expert on these things. Could have been a toy. Whew.
So we don't know, folks. That's where it is.
That's it. We don't know. We got some news, though, and some trailers to go through. First things first, Sonic Forces got a new trailer. Didn't actually watch this one.
Okay.
And I love Sonic. So,
well, I watched it.
Ooh, tell us about it.
Well, there's this new tag mode. And it's actually one of two trailers that they premiered. So, in the tag mode, you can use a created character to kind of boost you as you play and do additional attacks and stuff like that, which is kind of neat. I think it's just a created character that you can tag with. I don't think you can use Knuckles or Tails or somebody like that.
I want to be Knuckles. I like Knuckles the best.
Well, be that as it may, I don't think you can do it. I think you have to create your own character. Maybe you can create Knuckles Jr.
Ooh.
How about that?
That'd be good.
That sounds really bad.
Jeez. So the other trailer is not really a trailer. It's just a bunch of still pictures with some techno music playing along with it. It's the Metal Sonic music, apparently. And I wasn't terribly impressed by it. But if you'd like to listen to it, it's up there on the website right now, and you can.
I might have to.
Yes. As we all know, Metal Sonic is the creation of Dr. Eggman.
Stop.
I thought it was Egghead Man.
Oh, God.
It's actually Vincent Price.
Oh.
Dr. Roegnik.
Eggman.
Eggman.
So, yeah, Sonic Forces continues to look pretty good.
It does look good.
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to pick it up, but.
I was going to ask. No.
No, when does it come out?
Is there a release date yet?
I think so. It's like October or something, right?
I don't think there is a release date yet. According to Sega, it's holiday.
Well, yeah, I'm probably not going to get it this year then. I'll get it early next year or something like that.
Yeah.
So
I'm probably in the same boat. Now, what will you be picking it up for?
I forget. Is Switch an option?
It is.
Then I'm probably going to be getting it there. I mean, come on.
Yep. Me too.
For which game?
Sonic Forces. Got to go fast.
Got to go fast.
You do. It's true.
You don't want to go
get
fast, Rick?
Rocket League on the Switch?
Man.
Maybe.
That's so tough because Rocket League requires the analog triggers.
Yeah.
And... people who just pull the trigger and they don't control their speed at all, and they say that you can play the game like that, man, they're not playing at a high level.
No, they're not.
So I don't know. I might pick it up just for the novelty, but I can't see myself playing it seriously on the Switch when I'm not going to be playing Rocket League seriously in handheld mode, you know? So if I'm playing it seriously, I'm going to be in docked mode, which means I'm going to have access to my PS4.
And all. Yeah, then why not just play it there, yeah.
Exactly, with the digital.
I just checked, and Sonic Forces is not up for pre-order anywhere. So,
huh?
There you go.
Wow. What a dumb thing.
Yes, that is a dumb thing. It should have a release date by now.
Unless it's not coming out this year.
Uh-huh, and it's bound for 2018.
Did you guys hear that, by the way, real quick, that there's going to be a Nindy Direct tomorrow?
Please.
Yes.
That name.
The Nindy.
Yeah, I did hear that.
So?
I can't wait.
I can. Not also as well.
Okay.
Speaking of Nintendo,
what are they showing there?
We don't know. Nindies.
Really? Yeah, Nindies.
That's it.
Okay.
Nindies.
So, probably not much.
I'm hoping that we see some more for Stardew Valley. I'd like to get a release date on that.
Mm.
But, you know, who knows? We'll see tomorrow. I'm sure we'll be covering it in some capacity. I will probably be covering that, so.
That's out, right? Stardew? On other consoles?
Yeah, it's been out on other consoles for like a year or 2 years or something.
Yeah.
But multiplayer mode is coming to the Switch first, so that's cool.
Okay, that's neat.
Yeah, that's cool. Speaking of Nintendo and things that they're doing, Nintendo Download is kind of light this week, except for one big rabbit in the room.
Rabbit.
That was freaking dumb.
Yes.
Yes, I know. Rayman, damn. It's not Rayman.
No.
You guys are just letting me fry here. Rabbids is coming out tomorrow, which will be today by the time anybody hears this. So
Mario plus Rabbids.
Mario plus Rabbids. Did you guys realize, got that yawn coming on, that this is actually a Rayman game? Because Rabbids are Rayman characters originally?
Yes, actually.
I think it would be so cool if you could have Rayman on your party.
I was just about to say that.
But you can't.
No.
As far as I know. Anyway.
Maybe he's a hidden character.
That would be super neat.
It would be.
Wow.
Also, I should mention that, what is it, Rayman Legends? Oh, good, there's a car alarm. what is it, Rayman Legends is coming to the Switch, and the demo is out. It's actually a pretty long demo. It's fun to play.
Cool. Yeah, you know, I keep meaning to download that demo, but do we know what the release date on that is?
On Legends, I'm not sure. Let me check. No.
None of these games need release dates.
August 29th, 2013. Okay. So you know what, folks? Get in your time machine.
That's tomorrow, 4 years ago.
wow. It comes out on September 12th.
Oh.
So.
That's not too far away.
No, and it is the definitive.
What does that mean? What did that game get that would make it not definitive?
I have no idea.
I don't think I got any DLC.
No.
Hmm. You know, I don't know. What I do know, Switch has some pretty big releases coming in September. It's got Dragon Ball Xenoverse 2 and Pokken Tournament Deluxe.
Man.
And Metroid is coming out. Metroid, Samus Returns.
For the 3DS.
For the 3DS, correct.
Yes.
So we got some good games coming up for your Nintendo fan next month. I don't know what's coming up on any other consoles. So that's where I stand.
Lots of stuff, I'm sure. We don't have the coming up posted yet for September, but that'll be this week.
We will. We'll have it soon, and then we'll be covering that next week.
Yes. We'll be chatting about it.
So some interesting news coming out from Nintendo here, which this isn't actually Nintendo. This is Ubisoft. But it's, I mean, I guess it's kind of Nintendo because it's their characters, and I'm sure this went through Nintendo's approval system. Yeah. Rabbids is getting DLC and a season pass.
How about that?
What do you think? You have the game. Yep. What do you think that this means? What? I know that if you buy the season pass, you get like special weapons already, but I can't imagine the whole season pass being just weapons.
You so get you 8 think? Unique steampunk weapons.
That's kind of
cool. Whoa.
Huh?
That's insane.
That's kind of cool. That's what I said. I'll just yell it.
Okay.
Sorry.
So, rude. Yes. DM. Well, it's all right.
Yeah. You know.
So, there is more, though, as you just hinted at. There will be new solo challenges. And also new multiplayer challenges. I guess local.
Wait. Multiplayer?
Yeah.
This game is multiplayer? Or is this new for the DLC?
No, I believe it does have multiplayer, actually, because now that I'm thinking about it, I saw the thing on the back of the box where it says play styles, and it had 2 people with the Joy-Cons.
Wow. So
there's something in there. I have not yet tried that, but there's something in there.
I wonder if it's online.
Huh. Yeah, it's a good question. I don't know. And I think, and also, oh, here we go. Okay. Additional co-op maps. So there are special maps for co-op play. There you go.
That's pretty cool. I wonder if you have like 2 squads of 3 each, like every each person controls a squad, or if you work together to control 1 squad.
That'd be really cool.
I mean, neat.
Yeah. And then I think most exciting is in 2018, so they're going to make you wait a little while for this, players will be able to play through brand new story content. So there you
go. That's pretty cool. Okay. Yep. How much does the season pass go for?
The season pass will cost you $700. No, there's no price here. So,
You know what I'll do? I will act tomorrow with GameStop because I'm sure they'll be chopping it to me.
Something, put it that way. Ask. And you know that.
Right. Can you repeat that? You kind of cut out.
They're going to be very excited that you ask.
Oh, they will. They're gonna love it. You know, I walked in to pre-order this the other day with my trade credit. They didn't even care about the trade credit because the individual clerks get pressured to get pre-orders, and they were just so happy I was pre-ordering a game.
That's amazing.
And then before I left, I pre-ordered Metroid with a different clerk.
So I thought you were going to say before you left, you canceled the pre-order.
I've done that before. Not this week, but I've done that before. Rick, you're being quiet.
I'm just listening.
Well, what do you think about Rayman? Or geez, not
oh
Rayman.
My God. Rab-
you know what my issue is?
No.
I had, well, hold on. You're going to find out anyway. I had Rayman Raving Rabbids was one of my first games for the Wii, the original Wii. So that's why I continuously refer to it as Rayman.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. Anyway, where do you stand?
I've never played any of these games. So I played Rayman, but I haven't played any of these Rabbit games. So that's kind of where I stand.
You will not be lost if you were to play this.
Yeah, I might check it out.
The Rabbids are not they're not nuanced characters.
No.
I played a pretty good amount of Rayman Legends when we got it for Games with Gold on the Xbox.
Okay.
I know. I'm down.
Well, all you have I'm to know is that this is lingo. What was that?
I'm down with your jive lingo.
There we go. All you have to know about this is that it's Mario mixed with Rabbids, mixed with XCOM. So.
Yeah.
There it is.
Okay.
It's, well, I mean, it's mixed with XCOM, but I as much so. If you think that, you know, strategy games, turn-based strategy games are a little too maybe a little too in-depth, a little too difficult for you, but you're attracted to them, you do like them, I think this would be for you.
Right. I've actually read a couple reviews today and that were saying that the difficulty really does spike up at some points. I'm not sure how much you've played, but...
No, it does.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice. It's the you can't control, you know, understanding how to do stuff like that.
Right.
But in terms of like actual combat, yes, absolutely. You'll face some rounds where, I mean, there's really not many bad guys to fight. And pretty much all the bad guys are rabbits, by the way. So far, anyway.
That's wonderful. But they take shapes, don't they? Like, isn't there a Donkey Kong rabbit? Isn't he?
Yes,
like,
I actually just battled him.
Nice.
What?
Yep, and he is friggin' enormous.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's a gimmicky boss battle. I assume all the boss battles are, but it was really cool. But like, there's so far there is one villain who is a major villain. I will not spoil this, and he is not a rabbit. But that is the only thing I will say.
Wario?
I wonder who it is.
It's not Wario. And it's probably not who you're thinking.
Is it Dr. Egghead?
I think... Ooh, here's my prediction.
Okay.
It's either... Professor E. Gadd from the Luigi's Mansion series. Or maybe Waluigi.
It is definitely not Waluigi or Professor E. Gadd.
Damn.
Toadstool? Is he finally... he lost it and he's just going commando?
No, but he's in the game.
You said it isn't who you think it is, so I have a feeling it's not Bowser. Is that correct?
I am not saying.
Well, I find out. I guess I'll find out tomorrow.
I will go no further. It depends on how much you play, because he's actually revealed. I mean, not far in, but a decent amount of the game in. Yeah, cool. Pretty game. Cool. But the game is really, really fun, and so far I can recommend it. I believe Michael is writing up a review for us on this one, so we will hold off for his review, but as far as I can say, I love it, so I would recommend it.
Awesome. Cool. And me and you are going to be writing, while we're on the subject of reviews, real quick, we're going to be writing our Sonic Mania review, I guess, this upcoming week.
Yeah, totally.
So.
We will have the review. Read no others if you haven't read them already.
So, the definitive review. The definitive edition.
That's right.
It comes a little late, but it's the best.
It always is.
So, I'm going to defer to you guys for this next bit of news.
Wait, what's the next bit of news?
Injustice 2 characters.
Oh, all right.
Woo. What? Never mind. It's fine. So, Black Manta?
Yeah.
Hellboy? And Raiden are the next three,
yes,
characters coming to Injustice Raiden. 2. Yes. What did I say?
Raiden.
Who's Raiden? Who is Raiden? That sounds... Oh, from Metal Gear Solid. Ha. Well...
This is Raiden.
Anyway, I don't really care about any of these characters except for Hellboy. I love Hellboy.
Oh, good. Okay.
But the other guys, I don't know. Well, who's Black Manta? What is he from?
Okay, so Black Manta is Aquaman's like main villain, pretty much. And he's really cool. I mean, I happen to like Black Manta a lot, so I'm pretty excited about this. And of course, I have to say that the third character is a huge disappointment because I don't want to play as Raiden.
Yeah.
You don't want to play as Raiden?
As Raiden.
No. Raiden the Circle Boy?
Oh my god.
Hellboy's pretty cool though. I'm pretty stoked.
Yeah.
I wish Ron Perlman was voicing him.
Yeah. Well,
I'm excited to see what kind of armor stuff you can get for them. That'll be interesting.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I wonder what they're going to do, because Hellboy's outfit is not like really superhero-y.
Yeah, right? He has a trench coat.
And a black t-shirt.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll have different horns instead of just the cut-off ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I bet he'll look pretty badass.
Maybe he'll look like an actual, like, you know, like with like long devil horns or something. That'd be cool. Like some of his alt heads.
Yeah, that's when he becomes the, what the hell is it in the Deadpool, in the Hellboy comics, where he's supposed to become the Lord of Hell or something like that. And he has like the huge, the Beast of the Apocalypse, I think. Something like that.
I think so.
That's pretty cool. Is he friends with War and Death?
No.
Gotcha.
I don't think he'd get along, but I think Hellboy is awesome as an inclusion. I love the idea that they're bringing in characters from other comics. That's just great. I'm really behind that.
Awesome. Yeah, no, I mean, I don't know too much about these guys, but it's going to be fun to play as them. So.
Should be.
I still have to go back and play in Starfire. Ugh, got the yawn. But
have I you still have to go back and play.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you came back to it.
No, I still haven't gotten back to it. It's just, it's like, I keep putting it off, and I really want to play it. So I'm
awesome. So yeah, that's do we have any idea when the first character is hitting and who it is? Did they go through an order? I didn't watch the trailer.
Black Manta is first.
Cool. And I guess Hellboy, or you know, they're probably going to put Raiden second.
Yeah. And then Hellboy will be third.
Definitely.
Dang darn it.
Which is some BS.
Yeah, it totally is.
I really want some Hellboy action.
Oh, you'll get him eventually. And then the thing that nobody asked for, I didn't ask for this, Final Fantasy 15 is coming to mobile.
Boo!
Boo.
With really weird-looking graphics. And, yeah, it's going to be on the mobile. I saw some people online on the internet saying that they hope that this version of Final Fantasy 15 comes to the Switch, and I don't want that. Nope,
I saw that
not
too.
At all. So that's yeah, I don't care. I played Final Fantasy.
I was just gonna say, let me ask you, Eric. You mean you're a big Final Fantasy fan? Why wouldn't you?
I mean, I guess if you love Final Fantasy and you haven't gotten around to buying a current generation console or a decent PC, I guess this would be a good time to play it.
Gotcha.
But I don't know, man. Final Fantasy 15, I feel like a lot of its charm is how good it looks and, you know, the relationships of the characters. So I don't know if that's going to come across on this mobile version. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure they know what they're doing, or they're just trying to make money, which is a lot more likely.
Well, yeah.
So.
I imagine it's more that.
Yeah, they don't. Square Enix loves porting things to mobile to make money.
Don't they have like a Final Fantasy app that has like all the games in it or something like that?
Probably.
I think you're thinking of I think you're thinking of Sega Forever.
I'm not.
I know. I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't think so, because I probably would own that if I did.
I could have sworn, but yeah, I guess not.
But yeah, there we go. I think that's it. Do you guys have any other news and reviews? Or not news reviews, news trailers, anything else we want to go through?
Final Fantasy sucks.
Wow. Ooh.
There you go.
Why would you say this?
I put it out there.
Why, though?
I don't know.
Genuinely upset.
Because I'm an agitator. Well, we have a new for Street Fighter V.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
And her name is Manat.
Oh, yeah.
Manat?
Manat.
That's an awful name.
Who was the last guy? Wasn't his name like Ed or something like that? That was pretty bad, too.
I don't know. I haven't kept up with Street Fighter V in a while.
Yeah. Manat? Yeah. Manat.
Manat.
Manat. Keenan posted this, and he said that she actually looks like a pretty good character, but that he thinks she's probably going to end up being a little too powerful from the trailer. I haven't watched it yet, so we'll see.
Yeah.
And yes, that character's name was Ed, by the way.
Ed and Manat.
Yeah, Manat. Actually hits tomorrow, Manat.
Oh.
Manat.
Manat. I do not like Street Fighter V or anything about Street Fighter V.
Wow. So. I did like it. I just haven't played it in a while. I haven't kept up with it.
I just don't like what they did at all.
I mean, that's fair.
What Capcom did. And just touching on some other stuff, I see that there is a Secret of Mana remake coming.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah, I saw that.
That I'm pretty excited about. And a Yakuza,
except it's 2. Only coming to PlayStation, which is kind of disappointing.
Oh, is it only PlayStation?
From my understanding.
That is disappointing. Obviously, I was hoping Switch, but oh well.
That makes me really sad. Yeah, exactly. I thought maybe it would come on the Switch, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Also, there is a Yakuza 2 remake. I guess that was a popular game in the Yakuza series.
Maybe?
I'm not sure. I don't follow that series, so.
Yeah, I don't either.
So rounding support from the Brutal Gamer crew. And then finally, there is a social hub in Call of Duty World War II. It is called Headquarters.
Wow, so original.
And you can do all kinds of stuff in it. There's a firing range. There's a one-on-one combat thing. An AA gun that you can jump into to shoot down planes. And I guess you can get like the beta actually has it closed yet? I'm not sure. It probably did. But the game comes out if anyone is wondering.
Cool.
Are you a Call of Duty fan? Either one of you?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Rick?
I suck. Nah, I'm horrible, so I don't play that.
Oh, okay.
I guess I can go over this. I'm going to be posting this as soon as this we're finished recording, and it'll be up before the cast is posted. Yes. Nintendo has announced special editions for Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, and Fire Emblem Warriors for the Switch, and the other two are on the 3DS, so that's pretty cool. I haven't gone through what they entail yet, but they're there. The post will be up.
To the collector's editions, huh?
What was that?
Nintendo. They seem to be getting into collect. You know, it's pretty cool.
Right. Yeah. For sure. Also, your voice is coming through froggy again.
Ooh, you just got distorted.
Ooh.
Well, weird. You know.
It's now you sound better.
Okay. It's going to be an interesting podcast.
Yes, it will. And you know what? If you get through the whole thing, you don't get anything of value, but you know that we're appreciative.
Okay. You know what? You know what you get. You get a no prize is what you get.
Right. Ooh.
That's right.
So, I think that's about it. We have some news or not? Oh my gosh, I'm so jumbled in the evening.
Who is it?
We got. That's a good point, I guess. We got lots of reviews to get through to talk about.
Oh my god, you're right.
Quite a few.
Okay.
So first of all, let's talk about this because Kenan's not here. Kenan wrote a review for the new Uncharted. I guess it's kind of a standalone expansion for Uncharted: The Lost Legacy. And I haven't read it because I'm afraid of spoilers for 4, which I'm playing through now. So, Jason, what did you think?
Well, you're probably wise not to read it because I think there are some spoilers in there, if I remember correctly.
Gotcha.
But I think I will definitely be playing this at some point. Kenan gave it a 90, so
cool.
Great score.
Yeah, awesome. I have another buddy who really enjoyed it. He just finished it. So,
how long did it take him to get through it?
A few days. He just finished it yesterday, I believe, and he got it when it released. So, okay. say like 5 days.
Okay.
I'm playing through 4 right now, so I have it though. So as soon as I finish 4, I'm going into it.
Nice.
I'm really enjoying 4 though.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It's
a good series, but 4 is really terrific.
Just each game just gets better and better.
Yep.
One looking back, 1 kind of sucked.
Yes.
But
I
2
agree. At the time, I thought it was great, though.
Yeah, for sure. And then 2 just got better, and then 3 got better, and 4 is better. And that's how it goes.
Yeah. No, it's a great series. And, I don't know what's going to happen to it now, but maybe more.
Some standalone stuff, maybe.
Yeah.
With all the characters. Hopefully, like we were talking before this earlier this week, hopefully we get like a Victor Sullivan smuggling game.
That'd be awesome.
Full of intrigue. It'd be great.
Yes. And cigars.
That'd be good. Now you reviewed a pretty good game for the retro review.
Oh, I did. That was, of course, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4. Turtles in Time. So this is a Super Nintendo game, and I think is the best Turtles game of all time. I think this is pinnacle Ninja Turtles as far as video games go, because I can't really think of anything else that was good after this. So I think this was the peak.
That's probably my favorite. Yeah.
I mean, like Rick, when you think of Ninja Turtles games, you just think of the NES and the Super Nintendo ones, right? I mean,
yeah. I just think of them always being like really difficult, and then they finally figured out like a good mix, I felt, with this one. So,
yeah.
Or maybe I just got better at games by then, but who knows?
Well, that's always possible too. But yeah. The first Ninja
Turtles, I really like Tournament Fighters. I thought that was a really great game.
Oh god, yeah, I remember that.
And then after that, just nothing's really been good.
Yeah, not really. I mean, I played a bunch of them, but they're just like really not great at all. So this one was unlike Tournament Fighters. This was more like the arcade game. So it was a side-scrolling beat 'em up. Had a bunch of Ninja Turtles characters in it. But they're all really colorful, really good looking. Graphics are terrific. Sound is great. You know, the music and everything like that. You know, and the move. There's one added move where you can throw foot soldiers into the camera, so it's like they're flying at you.
I remember that.
As you play, and yeah, Shredder. And it's a really fun game. So if you have access to a Super Nintendo or a copy of this somehow, go through 5.
There we go. Yeah, I played this game a lot when I was younger too. It's really good, really fun.
Oh yeah.
Did you ever play? Did you ever play the one for Genesis, Hyperstone Heist?
No. Just this.
Yeah, it plays off of this. They use a lot of the same stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not bad. But...
Right. Neat.
Yeah.
I guess
this
I'll
is
go
a retro review.
There we go.
Retro review.
And now it's time to yawn our way into cities.
Yeah. And despite the yawn, this game's actually really, really fun. I'm pulling up my review right now just so I can reference what the score I gave it. But so basically, Cities Skylines is a modern take on the classic city building genre. So basically, it's SimCity, but it's modernized. So it's not clunky. It's really nice. It's really, really smooth, actually. Yeah, do you guys have any questions about this game before I go into it and what I liked and disliked about it?
How deep does it go in terms of designing, like, you know, individual portions of your city? Like, I know you said something about, like, the business district. Like, do you just set up a business district and then it populates?
Right. So what you do is the majority of the game is built around building roads and then zoning different... So you zone different regions. So you build one road and then you can zone a certain, certain area on either side of it. You can zone it either residential, business, or commercial, or industrial, rather. So it'll populate on its own, right? There's not too much micromanaging, which I actually really enjoy because micromanagement just gets so tedious when you're trying to build an entire city.
Yeah, it's awful.
So, like, Haven Colony had a lot of that. You had to build every single unit. Now, this one, you just kind of say, I want this to be residential, and it'll populate. And you say, I want this one to be commercial, and it'll populate with businesses. A lot of the management in this game comes from policy and financial settings. So, you can set taxes. I mean, there's an upper limit, but as high as you want, basically, as high as you can reasonably go. And you can keep it like that, but the people in your city are going to start getting angry about it. They obviously like when it's lower, but then you don't have any money. You can take out loans to finance different projects. Eventually unlock in unique buildings to draw tourism to your city. You can open, harbors so you can trade over water. It's pretty good.
Sounds cool.
There's so much to these games, to city builders, and I don't have like a huge eye for architecture, but people do some crazy stuff with these cities if you just bother to look for a couple minutes online. Most of my cities ended up being squares like Philadelphia, but that's just me sucking at designing cities. My cities were all successful. They just
weren't cool.
But there's a lot of depth. You can go as deep as you want. You can make different districts. So I said you can zone, but you can also set different districts or zones to be focused on different kinds of businesses or different kinds of policies. There's a policy in the game where you can legalize recreational drugs, but that's only in different districts that you set it in.
Wow.
I had a really good time with this game. And so one thing I said in my review is that there's a day-night cycle. Mm-hmm. And no matter what the time is, the game looks good. No matter if you're zoomed out, you're zoomed in, if it's day or if it's night. If it's night, the whole city lights up. And it's kind of breathtaking because you're looking at a city you built and it's just gorgeous. Or I guess it's not always gorgeous, but mine weren't gorgeous. Mine were okay.
I'm sure they were fine.
I mean, they weren't. Yeah, I had a great time with this game. I'm still playing it. You know, I'm still going back and creating cities and tinkering, and it's great. It's good when you just want to create and build.
That's cool.
The last SimCity I really got into was on the Super Nintendo.
Wasn't that like the first SimCity?
Yeah, it was.
That one's intense. That's...
I tried playing one after that. Yeah, I tried playing one. Well, it sounds like it's actually pretty similar. Just, you know, in terms of like, you know, how you set your cities up and stuff like that. It you know, looks a hell of a lot better and has more going. Simplicity.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, that's what I thought. I gave it, ended up giving it total an 83%. I said it's great. Cities Skylines brings the city building genre consoles in earnest. The robust city building tools allow players to build cities of their dreams. That's kind of broad, I admit, but I break it all down in the review. And yeah,
that's cool.
That's what I have to say about it. It's really good, and I really enjoyed it. Still continue to enjoy it. Whew. All right, one more review. Let me blast through this next one, because this is a pretty big deal for Valiant fans, I think, and fans of the character.
I would agree.
I reviewed just yesterday, actually, or the day before, or something like that, the first issue of Bloodshot Salvation, which is the new run for the Bloodshot character and universe and such. You know, it's a great jumping on point. So, like all great jumping on points, this story is not too involved yet. It's a great, you know, it's a great point to jump on. So you're not going to be lost. I don't know too much about Bloodshot, and I picked up this book, and I know a lot more now, I think. I don't know for sure about that. But,
Maybe.
I will say this. The art is incredible. It's really visceral and grisly. Really cool. And the writing made sense, and the story, the plot, I'm definitely intrigued, and I'm definitely probably going to be picking this physical book up when it launches on September 20th. I gave it an 82%.
Nice.
Great jumping on point, and it looks like we're going to see... There's a lot of unanswered questions that come up in this, too, which I think is also important for a jumping on point. The only problem I have is that Valiant cannot keep a run going. They let a go for like 12 issues, and then they cut it, and then they start it again 6 months later, and it really irks me. So,
yeah, I don't care for that either.
But I'm just looking at this art again. It's like, I think you'll know what I'm talking about, Jason. It's like a pseudo watercolor almost. It's really cool.
Pseudo what?
Watercolor almost. I know it's not.
But that's
But it's kind of washed out.
Yeah.
It's also, it's really cool. It's so different from...
Who's the artist?
You know what? Louis LaRosa and Miko.
Oh, Swyan.
Swyan, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know LaRosa's work. Swyan is really good.
Yeah. I like it. I'm going to be picking it up and going moving forward. Also, yeah. I'm just totally intrigued because the way this picks up, and this is without going into any spoilers, something definitely happens between... The book takes place in over a couple time periods. So something happens and something goes crazy. I'm just excited to see what that is. So the book drops in less than a month, September 20th. Keep a lookout for it.
So this is a nice advanced review.
It is. And you know what? I could have reviewed it like 2 months in advance, but I didn't want to review it. I didn't want to review it too early.
You know, honestly, I agree with that. I think there's a little too much lead time.
Right. So I think about 3 weeks is ideal. But yeah, I think Rick has a review for us.
Oh.
I sure do. I recently just wrote up a review about Victor Vran. It is from Hammermont Games. I don't know if I said that correctly. And it's being published by THQ Nordic. This is a pretty fun game. I really enjoyed it. It's an action RPG, and you play as Victor Vran, the main character, and you are a well-dressed demon hunter, and you come into this city called Zagorvia, and it is a haunted city, and it's up to you to try to save the city. So,
it's a lot like Diablo. There's not as much customization, and to be honest, that might be like my only drawback of the whole game. Well, and that in the story. The story's not too awesome. It's kind of can be dragging on and slow for a little bit. But overall, it was a really good game.
I see that you have different outfits where.
Yeah. So.
They give you special abilities and stuff like that?
Yeah, so you would. You do collect this power called Overkill, and then once you filled up your meter of Overkill, you could perform like devastating moves. So each outfit has a different way to collect it. One of them, you would like take damage and you would collect it faster. Another one, you just slowly gain it. So there were just powers like that. So that was really the only customization you could do to Victor, but obviously. You had two different weapons, so there's like a bunch of swords, there's guns in it, which is kind of fun, and there's like sickles, hammers, which is interesting, and then there was just like stat boosting, like whether just some stat boosting stuff on the sides. So
cool.
Yeah,
but is it more, would you say it's more, I don't know, more action-oriented than... I mean, it's hard to say because Diablo is an action RPG anyway, but it sounds like with the lack of customization, it's just basically...
Yeah, I think it might play a little faster. There's an actual dodge button in this one, which I really enjoyed, so that kind of gave it that element. Yeah, so that's fun, and I kind of dug that. I kind of wish they would bring that into more action RPGs. So I really like that element. But yeah, I think it's a little bit more fast paced, and it was fun. Just the levels, each level, there's just like a plethora of things to do, from fighting, you know, leaders and stuff to just beating the level in under 2 minutes kind of deal. So there's plenty of like end game play, and there's plenty to do after the game ends as well. So.
Cool.
Yeah. And then there's a whole nother like DLC package that comes on, and apparently they kind of, I've only seen the preview for it, but they took the Motorhead band and they made them into the game. And the what's the guy's name who owns
Lemmy
Avengers? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Lenny. No, the director.
Shoot, I can't remember his name.
Lloyd Kaufman.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah, he plays a character in the video game and stuff. So, and that's like a whole nother package. So, or like a DLC. So, I imagine it's probably pretty fun and pretty exciting. I love it.
This is great.
Yeah. So, I would definitely recommend. You know, I think the base game by itself is maybe only $20 or something. Or, maybe 30.
Wow.
I'm not sure. Yeah. But it's good.
That's good stuff. Awesome. Cool.
That is pretty cool. I'm always up for more ARPGs, so.
Right. That's why you should pick up Path of Exile. It's good.
I'm thinking about it, even though it's free, so I shouldn't have to think that much.
Yeah.
Well, I'll definitely hit download. I know that much.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll ever boot it up, but I'll hit download.
Exactly.
It's addictive.
Jason?
Yeah.
Is your comic rack truly empty this week?
Oh, man. You know, I don't know. I didn't write anything this week about comic books. It was all video game stuff. But I have, we have a preview of Ninja K, number one, right, from Valiant. And I know you're going to love it. It is the new run, because apparently the old run just wasn't any good. No. So,
really?
Time to restart it. there is a gimmick to this one in that it shows the origins of the ninja program. You know, it goes down the line, and he is Ninja K. And I think the deal here is that all of his predecessors get killed off, and it's kind of up to him now, you know. And there will be a ninja, you know, after him, and ninjas down the rest of the alphabet. But that's kind of what it is, and I think the backup stories revolve around that. So I mean, that's kind of neat, but you know, we have a preview of that up right now, and you can go check that out. That comes out soon. Ninja K number one. No telling how many issues that will run.
Six, probably.
Okay. Is that the over under? All right.
Yeah.
Fair over.
Okay.
I actually think six is really fair over under point on that one. What are you guys taking?
I think you might be right, but I'll go 12.
Okay. I'm Rick. You said four?
Yeah, I'll go four.
All right. We got to remember this.
Okay.
We're not going to remember it. We're just going to forget about it.
Yeah, probably. It'll be something else. It'll be like 10 issues. But at least, you know, we'll get close. So is some new Marvel Legacy books that were outlined. We have Old Man Logan, which I couldn't care less about because it's not Wolverine. Mm-hmm. We have She-Hulk, which is really interesting, and I'll come back to that one in a second. We have Sequel that went out of print in the 90s at some point. So Dark Hawk is really cool if you are a Marvel fan from the 90s, because it's just one of those weird, wacky 90s books that Marvel produced. So I'll definitely be checking that one out. And that picks up the legacy numbering again. It's with number 51. And then She-Hulk, number 159, also picking up legacy numbering. She-Hulk was Hulk in the Marvel Universe very recently. If fans don't know, Bruce Banner was allegedly killed. So the Hulk is supposed to be dead. There's Totally Awesome Hulk, which is a totally different guy. And there's She-Hulk, who apparently lost control of her Hulk ability. You know, she was always in control of it and basically always She-Hulk. But in this book, she was kind of like the savage She-Hulk, and she would turn back into Jennifer Walters, and it was like a whole, you know, thing, basically like Bruce Banner. If he's going back to being She-Hulk in a She-Hulk book, Bruce Banner Hulk, there's been no announcement of anything like that. Although we have seen that Banner Hulk will be a part of Legacy in some way. But I'm wondering if Banner Hulk is going to be the Marvel Universe's Hulk again before too long. That's certainly not outside of the realm of possibility. So watch this space, I guess. And yeah, right. Just Yeah, I keep checking back and see what they do. But yeah, I mean, I would take that was the case. Are you a Hulk fan, Rick?
Yes and no. There's been times I liked it, but I don't know. Just kind of depends on the writer.
Do you prefer the Savage Hulk or like the Smart Hulk?
I kind of like all of them. They're all fun in their own ways.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Eric, I'm sure you ate Hulk, so I'm not.
What was that? You're kind of robot-y again.
Okay. I said, I'm sure you hate Hulk, so I'm not even going to bother.
I don't hate him as much as I hate Iron Man.
Okay.
Yep.
What if the Marvel Hulk wore an Iron Man suit? Would you hate them then?
Who?
If the Hulk wore an Iron Man suit?
That would... Yeah, that's stupid.
Oh, speaking of stupid, Punisher is getting the War Machine armor.
No way, really?
Yup.
I kind of don't think that's stupid.
A lot of people don't.
I kind of like it.
I just like the idea of Frank, you know, being Frank. I don't know about all the high-tech stuff, but I could see it could be fun, at least for a couple issues.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's it in terms of comic books.
Yeah, cool. Good stuff. So, game of the month for July? Not that there was a lot of competition, but Splatoon 2. It's going to take it.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, that's not a shock.
Yeah, we've talked about Splatoon 2 a lot on this cast, I feel like. So,
yeah.
I don't know if there's much more to go into. I can say that August is going to be a lot more contentious, though.
Yes.
So.
Ooh, what man. I'm just thinking Sonic Mania or Mario plus Rabbids right now. That's tough.
Or even Uncharted, Lost Legacy. Yeah.
Right, there you go.
I haven't played yet, and I'm probably not going to play by the time it's time to vote, but like, this is a good month for games. This whole year has been incredible.
Except July,
yeah. Which still had Splatoon 2. It wasn't even totally dead.
And
Avon Colony.
There you go. Our runner-up.
Yeah. The runner-up, which was pretty good. I reviewed it. You can find the review on the site if you are so inclined. I also reviewed Splatoon 2, actually.
Yes.
Wow. Look at that.
Prolific.
Eh. I don't know.
If you head to our post for the game of the month, you will find links to both of Eric's reviews.
There we go. And, yeah, I think that's just about it for this episode. Just kidding. We're not done yet.
There you go. One more thing.
We got a couple more things.
Okay.
So I really wanted to talk about SRPGs or strategy RPGs because Rabbids releases by the time this comes out today, and a couple people have already been playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's me.
Thank you. It's me. We know. Thank you.
I'm playing it right now.
Are you?
No.
Oh well, that's okay then. I would have been like very jealous. But, so what are you guys' favorite strategy RPGs of all time? Can you even pinpoint it? Tough for me to do that.
Well, I will say Final Fantasy Tactics.
Okay.
That was a favorite of mine. The original XCOM and the original XCOM 2, Terror from the Deep.
Now, I never played the original XCOM or XCOM 2. Or were they on the PC?
Yeah.
I guess?
Yeah.
Okay. When did they come out?
Oh, God. 90-something. Mid-90s.
So they're older.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
And they were like, I remember them being slightly unwieldy, a little difficult to play. But they were really fun. And at the time they played off of that whole X-Files-y kind of, you know, alien conspiracy lore type thing. And that was really cool.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And honestly, I would probably put Mario and Rabbids in there too. It's really fun. So, I mean, that would have to be in the conversation for me.
Cool. Yeah, I'm hoping it's up there for me as well. I'm probably gonna have to say Codename Steam for 3DS is definitely up there.
Oh, okay.
That's a really good one. Fire Emblem Fates, which is the one with the three branching paths, is I thought was really enjoyable. There's
isn't
a lot.
Isn't that like 8,000 hours of game?
It's a lot.
Play or something like that.
Yeah, but it's good. Enjoy it. And I'm like I said, I hope Rabbids is up there. Rick, yeah, do you have any love for this genre?
Yeah, it's okay. It's not my favorite of all time. I mean, I think the only game I really got into was Final Fantasy Tactics as well. So yeah, other than that, though, I just didn't, never got into XCOM. Kind of want to, but I don't know. Just always find myself playing something else.
Right. I've played a little bit of the new XCOM one on the Xbox Games Pass recently, and it's really fun. I'm going to go back to it after I play a lot of Rayman, though. No, oh my gosh.
Wow.
I just keep doing it. Wow. I'm going to go back to it after I play a lot of Rabbids. So,
Rick, did you ever play the old XCOM?
No, I didn't.
Okay. It's difficult to control and it looks awful.
Yeah, I bet.
Good game. I like that.
So, yeah. Woo. Hope Rabbids is my favorite of all time because I'm really excited for this game.
I think you're going to love it. I really do. It's really fun.
Cool. You know, I feel like I'm like one of the only people who didn't immediately disregard this game when all the leaks started coming out about it. Everyone was like, oh, this game sounds so bad. And I just sat there and I think, wow, this game looks pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm vindicated.
Well, to me, you are.
What does that mean?
I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
Are the reviews good? Are they positive, the stuff that's coming in?
Yeah, it's getting pretty decent reviews. IGN, I know we all like IGN here, but IGN gave it a 7.7.
Okay.
I generally trust Dan Stapleton on strategy games. So okay. He's a big XCOM fan, and he liked it, so...
As someone who is not a big strategy fan, I would probably rank it a little higher than that.
Cool. Hmm. Well, that means it's doing well with strategy and non-strategy fans.
There you go.
So, glad to hear it. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. I'm going to have to check it out.
Yeah, you definitely should. I wish we could play like against each other in this game. That'd be incredible.
That would be cool.
You cannot. Well, I feel like the balance would get lost once you start playing with other people. It only works if you play, you know, carefully constructed maps.
Mm-hmm.
What you guys playing?
Well, you know what I'm playing.
Yeah, we do.
I'm playing Path of Exile.
Nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm playing Sonic Mania still. And Uncharted 4. Which I'm really enjoying.
Yeah, I'm playing actually Sonic Mania also. I'm kind of bouncing back and forth a little bit.
Sonic Mania is so good. Have you finished it yet?
I have not, no.
What zone are you on?
Oh God.
So it's so long.
It really is. It's, let's see, what the hell level am I? Is the water level?
Okay, I think I know which one you're talking about. I forget what it's called.
No. What Capitalists or the water level?
Well, if you're commenting on how long the game is, I think it's the water level. Because Studiopolis is only like the third or fourth level.
Okay. Then, yeah. Okay. It's a long game.
Yeah, it is. I think I'm on the last level, but I don't know. But it's good. How are you playing through it? Are you playing through it with Sonic and Tails? Or yes. Sonic? Okay, yeah, that's what I'm doing too.
Sonic and Tails.
The only good way to play the game. Actually, that's not true. I hate Tails. He gets in the way.
Everyone hates Tails.
Yeah, but I'm through it just as Tails after this.
It's like just a thing. Why?
I like orange.
Okay. Then you must be excited that Halloween is coming up.
Oh, I love Halloween.
There you go.
So that movie, that spooky movie I'm going to review, probably tomorrow or the next day.
Oh, yeah.
Called Atonement, or Atoning, or something along those lines.
I think it's The Atoning.
That sounds right. So, sounds spooky.
Yes.
Sounds super spooky.
Stay tuned, because there's atoning to be had.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Whew. All right, guys, we did it. We got through this episode.
Woohoo.
Yay.
I like to go to sleep after I write up some news. And, yep. All right, guys. Listen, I'm Eric. Joined, as always, by my pals, Rick.
What's up? Thanks for listening.
There we go. And Jason?
I promise next time I won't sound like iRobot.
It's okay. We forgive you.
That's good.
Actually, I can't promise that.
No worries. We're fine. We're fine with that. All right.
The car just drove by.
All right, everybody. We'll catch you next week. And I'm sure we'll be talking a lot about Mario and Rabbids. Catch you later.